The startup QIP Gold Rush. How an IT icon is funding manufacturing. India's deep tech dilemma, bullish VCs, few big checks. Cognizant's mega deal win and redemption. How much does a forward deployed engineer earn in India?
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with India's listed new age companies, which are increasingly heading back to the market, not for an IPO this time, but for more capital through QIPs. That's right, Money Control has found that listed new age companies have raised or announced more than 25,200 crores through qualified institutional placements or QIPs since 2021. Now, it's a sign that follow-on fundraising is becoming the preferred route once startups hit the public markets. Now, the trend began with IndiaMART and Route Mobile in 2021, but it's gathered serious momentum over the past 2 years. Zomato raised about 8,500 crore rupees in 2024. Swiggy raised about 10,000 crores QIP in 2025. Aether, for example, recently launched a 1,300 crore rupees issue, which attracted bids worth over 10,000 crores, more than 8 times that subscribed. Now, companies such as Keynes Technology, Ola Electric, IdeaForge, and Zaggle have also tapped institutional investors. Now, analysts say this is a very natural progression. Unlike traditional companies, many tech businesses continue investing heavily in research, product development, and expansion even after listing. In fact, our independent market analyst Ambarish Baliga told Money Control that QIPs have become one of the quickest and most efficient ways to raise growth capital and bring institutional investors on board. Now, as more startups list on Indian exchanges, expect QIPs to become a much more common fundraising tool. Alright, moving on from software to manufacturing, Infosys founder Narayana Murthy's family office is making a bigger bet on factories. That's right, Money Control has learned that Catamaran now has more than 25% of its $1.3 billion portfolio invested in manufacturing and plans to increase that further through overseas joint ventures. Now, the focus will be on sectors powering India's industrial future, including power equipment, motors, switchgear, forgings, and cooling systems, many of which are becoming critical for data centers. Now, Catamaran Chairman Ranganath MD told Money Control that Apple's manufacturing success has become one of India's strongest pitches to global partners. His argument is that if Apple can manufacture in India, why can't the others? Now, the firm has also built a dedicated team to scout manufacturing opportunities, not just in India, but across Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam as well. All right, moving on to India's deep tech sector. Skyroot Aerospace's successful orbital launch has put India's space ambitions firmly in the spotlight. But when it comes to funding, the picture is a little more complicated. Money Control's analysis shows deep tech startups raised around $610 million during the first half of 2026, but this was down 25% from the same period last year. Investors say that doesn't necessarily signal a weaker interest. Deep tech companies often spend years developing technologies before generating commercial revenue, making fundraising cycles much longer than software startups. But the pipeline, however, remains active. Money Control had earlier reported that Aether, River, Pixel, and Agnicool Cosmos are all in the market raising fresh capital, while specialized deep tech funds and government initiatives are expected to support the ecosystem over the coming years. All right, moving on to enterprise tech. Money Control has learned that Cognizant has secured a major multi-year tech services contract from U.S. health insurer Centene. Sources say the deal is worth well over $500 million and could approach the $1 billion mark as well. This is a huge deal. Now, since Centene is already an existing customer, the contract is expected to combine both renewed business and new work. Cognizant is likely to deploy its healthcare platform alongside AI automation tools for medical billing and other services. But more details are expected when the company reports earnings later this week. Moving on to our last story, if you're wondering which AI job is commanding some of the highest starting salaries today, here's one title to remember: Forward Deployed Engineers. Now, these engineers help companies move AI projects from pilot stages into production. According to TeamLead's digital entry-level salaries range between 18 lakhs rupees, 25 lakhs a year. Now, that's significantly higher than 3 lakhs to 4 lakhs typically earned by software engineers who are starting out. So, hiring demand for these roles have also surged nearly 800% over the past year. But supply remains limited, of course. Recruitment firm Xvino estimates India has only around 2,800 professionals with the required skills. So as a result, companies such as TCS, HCL Tech, LTM Entry and Coforge are all increasingly building these capabilities internally as enterprise AI adoption accelerates. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday in the evenings. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.